What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Aaron Boone said after the Marlins sweep, it's gut check time. And the team right now playing like they don't have it. The Mets continue to falter. I was like, no big deal. You get swept by the Padres. It happens. Padres are good. You know, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants. You could argue they, you know, should have won one of those games at the very least. And now lose the first two to the Guardians in a tough series here. And they've lost, 7 of 8 now. So each team in a little bit of a rut. And it feels overwhelmingly negative. Both teams sliding in the standings. Yankees now on the verge of, if they lose today, being out of the postseason picture. The Mets not too far behind them as they're holding on to the final wild card spot in the National League. And I'm not trying to be overly positive here, but I do want to bring a little reality to what feels like an overly negative situation. I mean, look, last night, you know, you're going to be happy about the way Dominguez misplays a ball in left field. That's a ball a big league left fielder has to catch. You're going to be happy about the fact that Devin Williams is in a higher leverage situation than the one he was in the night before with a one-run lead. It is a higher leverage situation to come in a tie game than it is with a one-run lead. Obviously, there's less wiggle room. So that move is perplexing by Boone to stick with Williams, who's been awful for the most part this year with the Yankees. But those are things that we've discussed, and those are things that are going to happen throughout the course of each individual game. Ultimately, though, do your own gut check. And I've done this a lot, thinking about it. You know, gut check, all right, what do I really believe of these two teams? And there's a different curve. Forget the World Series right now. We shouldn't be talking about World Series with the Mets or the Yankees. There's a long way to go to get to the postseason, let alone the World Series. So forget about that. Ultimately, these things, we've seen it. Like, I hate the fact that I have to come on here and be logical. I like being irrational and illogical and yelling and screaming and going nuts. Fire this guy. Fire that guy. This guy stinks. How could this happen? How could we accept that? But if you take a 20-second timeout, think about it. Do we really think that this won't change for the better? Well, we've seen this at the flip of a hat, the something of a dime. I don't know. But you've seen this stuff, whereas the Yankees could come out and sweep the Mariners the way that they did after the All-Star break and look like, uh-oh, world's on fire again. Yanks are going to go nuts. Same with the Mets. They go out there and sweep the Giants in San Francisco as, hey, they're on top of the baseball world again, looking like the best team. So unfortunately, the way that we've seen the inconsistencies with the sport for the last several years and the way that we've seen the postseason play out the last several years with the new format, I don't think it's fair to go nuts and rip either team. Again, we could question, as I have with the Yankees, and I think their issue is a little bit bigger, only because I think it's a deeper rooted issue. It's not about the results. Even when you heard me criticizing the Yankees off of getting swept by the Marlins, it was less about the results of that weekend sweep and more about the infrastructure of the team, which is just something I haven't believed in for years. Whereas the Mets, it's not about the infrastructure of the team. To me, it's about the inconsistencies of the offense. You want to talk about some of the core guys, whether I know Alonso's been great for the most part. Same thing with Lindor. He's on a heater now, but the Nimmo, inconsistent. You know, they talk about the core four. It's not there. Soto has been awful. So I think it's more with the Mets, it's on the individual players, whereas obviously the Yankees players aren't doing their best jobs, but I think it's more a fundamental issue with the way that the Yankees have built their roster and the way that they have failed to develop their younger players. But with all that being said, if you sit here today and feel like these things can change at any moment, which they've shown that they can, who's to say that by tomorrow, man, maybe things get better for the Yankees? Judge supposed to play a little catch today. It seems like the Yankees feel that Judge is not that far away from taking the field again. If he does that, now, I know that's a big if, but if he does that and you could put Stanton back in place, then maybe you could start to put things together consistently in that lineup, which is their strength. And once you get that and start with that foundation of hitting the baseball consistently, and look, you could throw it out last night against Eovaldi, who's owned them. No surprise there that he would shut them down. But once the Yankees start to hit and give themselves some breathing room for that rotation, then they can hand it over to the new improved bullpen, Doval, Bednar. Now, look, I'm not saying they're perfect. I don't think they're going to be a World Series team. I think they're going to be a playoff team. And I still don't. Like, the Red Sox are hot right now. They've won 7 in a row. Yankees have lost 5. So it's very easy, based off of the last week, to sit here and say, oh, man, the Yankees are in trouble. They're toast this year. Where I'm just telling you my gut feel. I don't feel like the Yankees are in danger of missing the playoffs. Maybe that could change. And I know what I'm seeing. I get it. Like, if they lose today, I'm shocked. I am shocked that the Yankees have lost the first two games of the series to Texas. One the other night with Fried on the mound, and then one last night with Judge returning. I'm shocked that the way that they lost it makes it even worse, but I'm shocked that the Yankees didn't figure out a way to get right against the Rangers, who are obviously on their heels. If they don't win today, and this is obviously a huge game for Rodon, and he hasn't been great in big games, but if they don't win today, then maybe it's fair to question, are they going to be a playoff team? I just can't. I don't know if it's because I'm brainwashed because of the dynasty, because I'm brainwashed because of the potential with their offense. It's one thing if Boone's like, well, I still believe in this team. I'm confident. And even Boone, who has his confidence in his ball club, you see him starting to, I don't want to say unravel, but he's starting to be a little more real in his post-game press conference, holding guys and his team a little more accountable in those press conferences. Hey, I can only say it so many times. At some point, you got to do it. And he's right. But sometimes all it takes is one win. And a win this afternoon, which is much, much needed, maybe can start to turn the tables. And then this weekend against the Astros, Yankees get it going. And all of a sudden, you start to feel good. We've seen this with the baseball season. 1 week bad, 1 week good. 1 month awful, 2 months great. Now, it has been a prolonged problem. Obviously, this is not just a bad weekend. The Yankees have been playing, and Mets, by the way, have been playing bad baseball since June 13th. So there is a little bit of a pattern developing here. But look at the other teams that they're playing. Not that that's an excuse, but, I mean, the Mets are still right there in the division. And while the Yankees are sliding further out from the division race, certainly still right there in the as far as the playoff spot goes, still having a hold on a playoff spot. And not that a switch can be flipped automatically, but, like, we've seen this before with other teams. We saw with the Yankees going back 25 years ago. When nobody thought, after watching the Yankees dynasty, 96, 98, 99, that 2000 team didn't compare to those teams, to that level. They stumbled into the playoffs and then went out there and remembered they were the Yankees. I think the Yankees need a little reminder of who they are. They're lacking confidence as a group. They're clearly pressing. The manager said that. Maybe the one guy who's not is Volpe. All of a sudden, his energy looks totally different. Not to say that I trust him because I don't, but even just the way he played defense last night, forget about overall. They have some fundamental flaws, sure, but their strengths right now are not coming to fruition. They're not hitting the baseball the way that they normally do to overcome some of those areas of weakness. Do you really think they're not going to? I don't. I think they're going to hit. And once they start to hit, then everything else should fall at least in a place where they could get back on track and right the ship and get into the postseason. And the old adage goes, or maybe the new adage, anything could happen. I don't think they're a very good baseball team. That is my belief. It's been that since day one, since before day one. It was that way last year. But even though I didn't think they were a good baseball team, they went to the World Series. I don't think they're a good baseball team this year, but I do expect them to make the playoffs, and I still am not holding out hope that they can win the division, especially when the schedule softens up. You know, as for the Mets, a little bit of a different circumstance here where I'm actually surprised, not the results with losing a series here or there, you know, getting swept by the Padres, okay. Losing 2 out of 3 to the Giants, okay. Losing the kind of games that they've been losing, down 5-0 and come back and then lose that game in game one to the Guardians. Yesterday, the offense again inconsistent. I feel like there's a better foundation that the Mets have, but still we're waiting for the offense to be consistent. What's it going to take? In my mind, I'm like, all right, well, if they don't get the offense going, really, I don't know what you can do. They're not going to beat the Phillies for the division, and you just have to hope that once you get to the postseason, everybody kicks it into gear, specifically Juan Soto, who, as we've seen before, whether it's the Nationals in 2019, the Yankees last year, whatever it may be, Soto obviously the type of bat that can carry a team. I think that's the biggest issue. The Mets are close, but they're just, same thing with the pitching. Like, okay, it's there, Manaea's getting built up, and he gives you five strong, but then falls apart in the sixth inning. Okay, they could bring the younger guys up for reinforcements, but they haven't done it yet. Yeah, their bullpen is better, but they haven't had a chance to really fully utilize that yet because the offense is inconsistent. It's not that they don't have the horses, but the guys that they do rely on, Nimmo, Soto, those are the two right now who are the biggest culprits. I mean, Vientos, I don't know what the hell happened to him. It's been a lost cause for Mark Vientos. But Nimmo, Soto, obviously Pete is performing well now, Lindor well, but those guys have hit their slumps as well. Right now, it's clear. Nimmo's not hitting, and Soto's not hitting. Hard for the Mets to win when you look at the rest of that lineup. If Vientos isn't doing damage, or McNeil, whoever at the bottom of the order, then it's hard when the core four, whatever you want to call them, I never called them that, but that was the words the owners used. Hard to win ball games if they're not hitting. So that's been my biggest issue. I still feel like, though, both these teams, to their own extent, will get it turned around. And right now, while it feels negative and it's very frustrating and there are issues with both clubs, I don't really believe it's as bad as it is right now. I think sooner than later, both these teams will get it turned around and it'll feel different. And then we can start to say, okay, well, is this team, while we expect them to make the playoffs, are they capable of going out there and winning a World Series? And based on the landscape in the American League and what we saw last year, anything's possible. With the Mets, if they're at their peak, I would put them up against anybody. But again, at their peak. I mean, they haven't been that consistently enough. That's the issue. Lack of consistency for the Mets. And with the Yankees, a lack of fundamentally sound baseball while trying to get back healthy here now, obviously, with the big guy, Aaron Judge, back in the lineup. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I know it's not as fun. I know maybe there's some expectation. Oh, you're going to come on and rip the Mets and rip the Yankees. Look, obviously for the play as of late, yeah, unacceptable. Lose 7 of 8. Mets starting to let that division slip away. We talked about that where it's dangerous. Phillies are hot right now. It went from, you know, Mets being up a half game, being up a game and a half, even with losing some games, still right there, down a half game, down a game and a half. Now you're 2.5 back. And if you mess around today and you got to go to Milwaukee and take on the best team in baseball in the Brewers, all of a sudden, and the Phillies get hot for a week, you could be looking at it saying, oh, boy, fine. You know, as the games start to come off the calendar, let's...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Than 50 games to go now, at 48 games, whatever it is for each team, you don't want to fall further back in the division. And that's what's going on with both the Mets and the Yankees. But I still just don't believe that either of these teams are as bad as they've been playing right now. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Carlos Mendoza will join us in about an hour. So we'll get the latest from Mendy here on what's up with his ball club. I mean, what's going on? Losers of 7 or 8, where's the confidence level at? What does he think the biggest issue is? How's he going to fix it? Dealt with adversity before, so wouldn't be surprised if he could handle it again here. Different pressure this year, obviously, with the expectations. A lot we got to get into with Mendy. We'll do that coming up in about an hour from now. John is in the Bronx starting us off. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm a long-time listener. This is the second time I'm able to speak to you, so I'm very happy for that.
We appreciate it.
Listen, I agree with your assessment of the Yankees, their organizational problems, the construction of the team. I 100% agree with you that Cashman had a good, not great deadline.
Right.
But I disagree with you 100% that Boone should continue to be the Yankees manager. Don't let him finish the year out. But he has proven he is a player's manager. He is not a game manager. He has gotten the Yankees to the World Series. He blew it. He can't get us any further. He has the pieces. He has a better bullpen before the trade line. And look what he's doing. We've lost five in a row.
Well, but is it his fault that those guys, when they first came in on that Friday night, think about how different it would feel if the Yankees won that game, which they probably win 99 out of 100 times. But is it his fault that not one of those guys could get the job done?
It's his fault that for 3 months he's been feeding us excuses. It's his fault that he creates this idea that he knows what he's doing. That's his fault. Well, he believes in these guys to a fault.
I'll agree with half of that.
You just said it, Sal. You just said it. He put Devin Williams in a position to fail. A manager is supposed to put players in a position to succeed.
Right, but here's the problem, John. Think about it.
John, higher level situation last night.
I know, but John. But John, think about it. The Yankees acquired him. Brian Cashman and the Yankees front office went out there and acquired Devin Williams. And they believed, and I was being told the same thing from everybody, including my partner. He's the best closer in baseball. And I didn't buy that because of A, what I saw Pete Alonso do to him, and B, because I know how fickle bullpens are. C, you're taking somebody from Milwaukee, putting him in New York. There's no guarantee that just because his numbers, one ERA in Milwaukee, are going to be the same in New York. Now, he has fallen apart to a level that I don't think anybody expected with his ERA at a ridiculous level here with the Yankees. But is that Aaron Boone's fault? And if Devin Williams
isn't...
Okay,
it's
so
not Aaron Boone's fault, Sal, but you can't keep running him out there. This is New York.
So what are you supposed to do? Not have him pitch?
Before, it's gut check time, and we have the game on the line, and Warren just pitched the game of his freaking career, and you're going to send a guy in the eighth inning, high leverage situation, who has proven to you at that point he had given up 24 earned runs this year. In the last 3 years, in his whole career, is 26. You're going to send him back out
right,
there?
Right, but John, you don't want
you're
William. John, here's the thing.
Everybody watching that game knew what's going to happen.
John, but here's the thing. You don't want to see Williams at all. It's why I said it the other day, yesterday, because everybody was upset, and thank you for the call. Everybody was upset that Williams was the closer, right? But either way, Williams was likely going to be in that game. So yesterday now, you can't have it both ways. Yesterday now, Williams wasn't the closer. Who's the closer for the Yanks? If they were to get a lead, who's going to close the game? The answer would have been Bednar. How do you get there? And you said, Will Warren pitched the game of his life. That's great. Congratulations. It was five innings. Same thing with Fried the night before. Five innings isn't good enough. If you go five innings, and I'm not knocking Warren, but I'm just saying if you go five innings, now you need more from your bullpen, which means that the math says you're probably going to have to see Williams. Whether it's the eighth or ninth inning, he's one of your best guys. I mean, now you want to make it like Williams is chopped liver? I get it. He has not been anywhere near as good. I wouldn't have him close either. But let's not make it like Williams didn't right the ship and become one of the more reliable arms in the bullpen. Luke Weaver hasn't been lights out either. Bednar, Doval, those guys aren't perfect. Your starter went five innings. You've got to have somebody that you want to close the game. So if you don't want Williams closing the game, which you don't, he's going to be in the game sometimes. Yeah, you're right. I said to myself, I think that's a higher leverage spot, but they're going to need Williams to get big outs. If they don't, they're toast. That's not the manager's fault. So who are the guys? Do it this way. Who are the guys that you trust, wholeheartedly, fully trust in the Yankees bullpen? How many? Do you fully trust Weaver? I'll give you that. Let's say that you do. Yeah, we trust the Weave dog, whatever. You trust Weaver. Okay, fine. Now, I don't. especially based on what we saw in the postseason and the way he got hit hard this year. But he's certainly one of their more trustworthy relievers. But yeah, I'll give you Weaver. I'll give you Duvall. Again, how do you know? You've seen him, what, 3-4 times already? And he's been up and down. One awful, two okay, or two good. Then what? Behind those two guys, Weaver, Duvall, you trust Bednar 100%? You saw him, what happened to him the first game, and I do trust him. He's got to be one of your better arms. That's three guys right there. That's it. You certainly don't trust Devin Williams the way that you need to. And if he goes with Hill, the lefty, and I saw this last night, then the Rangers are going to go with the righty guys. Hill's a solid arm, but obviously not the lights-out, lockdown, top bullpen arm that you want. You trust Mark Leiter Jr.? Well, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying Boone has been perfect. He hasn't. He's got to wear what's gone on with the Yankees. But this is not his fault. Steve is in Flushing. What's up, Steve?
Sal, what's going on?
How are you, Steve?
Good. I was hoping I'd hear you today go crazy and go ham. I know you're saying you want to be logical and passionate, but with the Mets, like, it's inexcusable to me how you're David Stearns. You're this great GM, and I like David Stearns. He seems like a nice guy. But you clearly know, and BT hit it on the head like 4 months ago or 3 months ago, they have nothing from positions 5 through 9 in the lineup that can consistently hit. And that is the major problem with the team. Yes, bullpen is a little shoddy, but you overkilled it with the bullpen. You did a great job, but where are the hitters?
The hitters are the top four. See, this is where I disagree with both you and BT. You're focused on the wrong thing. What's Juan Soto done recently?
Okay, I understand that if the big three don't hit at the same time.
What's Nimmo done?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Nimmo, okay, first of all, that's another thing I have with you. Nimmo, you pick on Nimmo unnecessarily. Nimmo, even when they go on losing streaks, is the only guy getting on base. Yeah, you focus on a big high leverage situation, he can come through in once. But I can name several times where even before they had this 7-game winning streak where they were still flailing, Nimmo was the only guy hitting, and the other big three were.
Steve, he's inconsistent. That's the issue. And he's supposed to be one of their best hitters. So you're focusing on the bottom of the order, which I don't know what you would expect from the bottom of the order. I'm focusing on the guys who are expected to do damage, who haven't done it consistently. Nimmo gets a pass from you.
You're still a good hitter if you fail 7 out of 10 times. You can't expect all three to hit every single day.
Dude, you 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10, I'd kill for that. Have you seen Nimmo?
Exactly. You're acting as if they're supposed to be batting 800.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, Steve, what are you talking about? Juan Soto's done nothing close to what he did in June or what he's expected to do overall. Neither has Brandon Nimmo.
That's true.
Okay.
No, Nimmo has. Look at Nimmo's numbers. Yeah. What are you talking? Nimmo is actually one of the good hitters we have. He struck out
like 7 of the last 8 times. Have you watched the game, Steve? Good God. Have you watched the games lately? I'm not saying that players can't go into slumps. Brandon Nimmo, first of all, Nimmo was supposed to be an all-star. That's how they paid him. That's what Nimmo said when I had him on the show. Me and Beningo interviewed him out there at Amazing Day before the season started. Like, it was supposed to be a thing last year. This year, before the season started, we had him on. I was like, dude, what's going on here? You haven't had the full season from start to finish. He knows it. That's why I like Nimmo. He's accountable. Hold himself accountable. But he had to take that step forward and be a consistent performer to an all-star level. He wasn't. He's shown flashes of being an all-star. He's not an all-star. Again. You think he's put up good numbers, Brandon Nimmo? I mean, he goes in spurts where he goes on a tear, sure.
Can I give you his last 10 games?
He's got a 762 OPS. Yeah, give me the last 10 games, which is, by the way, what we're talking about here.
Right.
The Mets have lost 7 of 8. Go ahead.
Right. All right. So he's batting 163, an OPS of 427. He does have 4 RBIs, 2 doubles, but...
How many strikeouts in there?
18 strikeouts and...
Again, it's a rough stretch. I'm not saying he sucks as a player, but when you start to do the math and say, why has the Mets' offense been inconsistent? Yeah, you want to focus on the 8, 9 hitters? Yeah, let's focus on 6, 7, 8, 9. Like, I don't know what you expect from those guys. What I expect from Nimmo is supposed to be Cohen said core 4. He's being paid, Brandon Nimmo, a lot of money to get on base, to hit with some power, and to do it consistently. And it just hasn't been there. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when the Mets have lost 7 of 8, Brandon Nimmo's numbers in the last 10 games have been putrid, have been non-existent. And by the way, Soto as well. Now, the reason why I'm not going nuts about the Mets today is because ultimately I do believe that both those guys, specifically Soto, but even Nimmo, they have the potential to just get hot. And when they do, everything's going to look different. But, I mean, there's 40-something games left, 48 games left. I mean, it's now or never. We're kind of getting down to that point. It's now or never.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.